Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good stuff from Stephen Lassen and Athlon Sports. Of course, you can listen to that if you missed any part of it right here on the podcast. Go to kfhradio.com, and you can listen to any portion of this show each and every day. And that's a pretty good place to start. Love me some Athlon because it's always the first one out. Phil Steele is next, and that's one of my Bibles as well for college football. So many great places that you can go to, but really love the depth of Stephen's knowledge across the board in college football. What a nice insight we got from him.
Yeah, lucky to have him on the
very much so.
On a string.
Let's get to OTD, shall we?
Okay, let's.
On this day. Now, this is a pretty big day, July 20th, or is it the 19th? What is it today?
19th.
19th,
but the 20th. Oh, because of the moon landing thing?
Yeah, 20th is a pretty big day. So the 19th of July is in our crosshairs. It happened on this day in sports, and it's brought to you by Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters, 21st and Ridge.
On this day in 1910, Denton True Young, otherwise known as Cy, comes the first and only pitcher to get to 500 wins.
Isn't that something?
Doing so at the age of 43. Only one other player in Major League Baseball history has even come within 100 wins of Cy Young, and it's our guy, Walter Johnson, with 417. Can you name any of the top 15 on the all-time wins list besides Cy Young and Walter Johnson?
Ooh. Top 15.
324 or more. That's what you're looking for here.
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux, number 8. He won 355 games.
Steve Carlton.
He is 11th. He won 329 games.
Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver barely outside the top 15. He won
311. That hurts.
He's 18th, though. Pretty good, though.
That hurts.
He won over 300. We can make that the list. There's 24 guys that's won 300 or more.
How'd Christy Mathewson do on that?
He won a lot. 373, tied for third most. Tap out if you want to.
I got to think for a little bit. Because there's a lot of guys in the bygone era.
Right.
That you got to just think of because those are the guys that... Those are the guys that pitched the most games.
Yeah. It's funny. Of those that have won 300 games...
Well, Warren Spahn's on that list.
There you go. 363. He's sixth.
Clemens, right?
I was just getting ready to say. He's the one guy. Yeah, he's ninth with 354. Okay. He's the only guy that's won 300 games or more that's not in the Hall of Fame.
Our boy Nolan Ryan's on that list, isn't
tied
he?
Tied for 14th, 324.
How are
you going?
Yeah. I'm missing someone really obvious, and it's going to piss me off.
Well, there's a couple, but this is kind of like World Series of Face-Off. When you get put on the spot, it's easier said than done.
Don Sutton won more than 300.
He won just as many as Nolan Ryan, tied for 14th. 324 also.
God, I don't know.
All right. You did pretty
Lefty
good.
Lefty Grove?
Yes, 300 exactly.
Okay.
He and Early Wynn won 300 exactly.
Oh, okay.
There's your cutoff.
Right.
Randy Johnson, yeah, Tom Glavin, Gaylord Perry, Phil Niekro. Those are really the only...
Oh, gosh darn it.
You did pretty good, though.
I should have known those two, though.
And all the rest of them are really old-timers that you missed. Grover, Cleveland, Alexander, Pud Galvin, Kid Nichols, Kim Keefe. Hey, you did all right. Don't beat yourself up. You did all right.
But Grover, Cleveland, Alexander, I should have gotten him.
All right. Well, just remember that.
And we talked about Pud Galvin earlier this week or late last week, didn't we?
I think so.
God dang it.
Yeah, Eddie Plank. He's on that list,
too. Nah, I wouldn't have gotten Eddie Plank.
Okay. On this day in 1973, Willie Mays was named to the All-Star team for the 24th time.
Wow.
Something for you kids to aspire to, make 24 All-Star games. 1974.
How about play for 24 years?
Yeah,
never
just,
mind.
Yeah. Just play that long, let alone
good Lord.
Get to the All-Star game. Same year, same day. No, next year. Sorry. 1974. Dick Bosman threw a no-hitter. He did it for the Indians. He did it against the A's. Dick Bosman's not doing much for me. He doesn't exactly ring a bell. But
nope.
Sorry, sir. Phil Niekro, speaking of, on this day in 1986, won his 307th game, which tied him at the time with Mickey Welch for the top 20. Of course, Phil went on to win 11 more, and that got him to 16th on said all-time list. Phil Niekro at the time was pitching with the Indians.
Boy, Phil Niekro probably deserves more credit than he actually gets. And he gets plenty of credit.
Him and Gaylord Perry, I feel like, are kind of the same way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, man. That's a lot of wins.
They were right next to each other on the wins list, too. Niekro and Gaylord Perry. They both won more games than Tom Seaver. And Tom Seaver, put on a pedestal.
Exactly. And the very fact that I could name a bunch of guys but didn't come up with Phil Niekro is kind of a shame on me moment.
A little bit.
Should know Phil Niekro. That kind of proves my point. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No. The former.
I think.
Let's go with the former.
Proves the point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And get a birthday in here. Happy birthday to former Marlin outfielder and former Rocky great Preston Wilson. He's 45 today. Hey, speaking of July 20th, you wanted it to be the 20th?
Yeah.
On this day, July 20th, 1976, Hank Aaron hit his 755th career home run.
Wow.
Off Dick Drago. There you go.
Wow. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.